So we dropped the ball. We are the worst Big Brother podcasters in the history of Big Brother.
I mean, well, there's 23 seasons of Big Brother. I mean, there had to have been other terrible podcasts. How exactly did we drop the ball, Coop?
We had an episode on Friday, and we didn't talk about Celebrity Big Brother coming back this winter.
I think I mentioned it at the end of the show.
Oh, did you?
I because I am excellent.
Okay.
I thought I did.
So I'm still the worst Big Brother podcaster because now I don't even remember what's happening on our episodes.
You're the worst half of a Big Brother podcast. I'm actually really good.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. All right. Well, thank you. Welcome to Expect the Expected podcast. My name's Coop, and with me as always is Fester.
How are you, buddy?
We're coming to you on a Monday to discuss the HOH nominations on last night's episode of Big Brother.
It is going down now. The cookout is alone. And you know what? I got to say, I don't know how big a fan I was of the cookout throughout the season. Because I'm just against alliances in general.
I'm a big underdog guy.
But I was really happy for the cookout once they kicked out Alyssa. And it was just the six of them.
The first time they were able to acknowledge it out in the open was that night.
Yeah.
They were all announced together and they're like, welcome to the cookout. So they made it, but now the whole game's going to change because now it's every man for themselves.
Right. So I'm glad you said every man for themselves because that was a tough HOH competition.
Oh, yeah. So the HOH competition was, I think they do it every season. They get locked in those cages and then they have to kind of fumble an egg with their fingertips through the grates of the cage and then end up rolling the egg, which looks really hard because you can't judge which way an egg's going to roll and then try to knock down different signs. And they all really wanted it. Derek especially really wanted it.
Okay, Derek is getting on my nerves, and I liked Big D all along.
Why is he getting on your nerves?
Okay, because he's a little bit of a whiny bitch. He's whining a lot. I want to win a con. He went to Xavier. If it looks like it's close, throw it to me. I'll get blood on my hands. You haven't gotten anything else on your hands all season except for gravy.
Yeah. I mean, he's... I like him. I want to like him, but he's really helpless right now. But at least he's still trying to play somewhat of a game to get the competition thrown to him.
You know, and it benefits. And I figured out Xavier's game a little bit with as long as he feels safe with who is winning the HOH... throw it.
Yeah.
Because that means he's available next week.
So before the HOH, we see Xavier and Kylan kind of chatting it up, and they basically form a final two deal.
Right. And they got to be each other's final two.
They really do. I mean, it's because Kylan said that he wants to take someone that's played a really good game to the end. And I like when people do that, when they go, all right, let's do the best two players at the very end, and then we'll just see what happens. We'll both play. It's not the game of like, okay, I'm going to take the weakest to the end so I know. I mean, you can play both ways.
I would wait until it's the final three before I put your money where your mouth is for as far as Kylan goes.
I don't trust Kylan. After what he did to Brittany, and I just feel like he would do whatever's possible to get to the end. And that's the game of Big Brother, right. But I still don't trust him.
I think Xavier would too. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So we see Kylan win the HOH.
Right, after a bunch of broken eggs.
Yeah, that was a tough comp. And Big D almost had it too.
You know what happened? Kylan couldn't wait any longer. He sat in his cage like twiddling his thumbs, it looked like.
It would have looked bad if he still sat there.
You know, and there's a secret to the egg. Have you ever tried to roll an egg down a board?
No, but I've had eggs roll down like my kitchen table and fall on the ground.
Okay, so they have like a little wobble to them. They're very unpredictable
as
they roll in a direction with a little bit of gravity force.
Yeah.
The key is to shake the egg.
Shake it?
Like shake it.
So it breaks the yolk?
Yes. The yolk is what makes it heavy. The yolk is more dense than the white. So that's what makes it.
Gotcha.
And it's
The shape doesn't help.
The shape doesn't help at all either. But if you look, it's kind of... There's all the chickens right there.
I think we should just talk over this for the rest of the episode.
So the egg evens out its weight because the big curve on one side and the long curve on the other are about the same space where it kind of rolls straight. Kylan was shaking his eggs. It wasn't shown on television.
Yeah, so they didn't air that. I was going to say, I don't think they air that.
In past seasons, they've talked about shaking the egg gives it a straight roll.
Interesting.
So Kylan wins, and he makes, I think, a really, really power move by putting up the strongest two girls.
Puts up Tiffany and Hannah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That hurt my heart because I'm a big Tiffany. I've been a Tiffany since day one.
You know what? Tiffany is the target.
Because she's good.
Because she's good.
She is the threat. If she got evicted, she'd be the first person to say, it's because I'm a threat, and it would be true.
She even called Kylan the smartest dumb person she's ever met because he wasn't supposed to know that she was so devious. But you know what? Her game is up.
Yeah.
Who
do you think's the pawn? Do you think his target's Tiffany and Hannah's just a pawn? Or you think he is targeting both of them?
I think he has to be targeting Tiffany because she is the mouth of the group.
She's the head of the snake.
She can get into everybody's ears. And then once the three guys have a 2-3 advantage, you watch Hannah go unless she wins an HOH and she pops up two guys, throw up Xavier and throw up Kylan, allowing Derek and Azza to float along a little further.
What if they become the final two?
You know what? I mean, all they have to do is win one HOH.
Yeah, because it's going to be guys versus girls without it actually being said.
It's already said.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be, I don't know.
Kylan, Xavier, and Big D already got together and said, you know, let's get these 3.5 girls out.
But now Kylan and Xavier aren't even including Big D.
Well, because they were talking a final three when they get to a final two.
Yeah.
It's a different story. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think Kylan Kylan and Xavier are going to run the roost back and forth, really flex their muscles.
You mean the chicken coop?
No. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Your name is Cooper.
Yeah.
Coop.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of Coop references yesterday with them being stuck in those cages. I thought of you several times during the episode.
You know what's funny is they actually said the word fester also.
I saw that. I saw that too.
And I thought of you.
We should. You know what? Go back to the episode and see if you could pull the Coop Fester montage.
Okay. I'll do that.
But that's great. Yeah, I saw that too. It's funny. But, you know, I think Tiffany's going home this week. It's almost like there's less to talk about now that there's fewer people in the house. Because before we had so many dynamics and so many people trying to play their game and conspiring.
Yeah.
Now there's only 2 or 3 conversations to be had.
Yeah.
Tiffany and Hannah on the block.
There's not even like breakaway montages of just them being, you know, silly in the house. It's just straight gameplay. And then,
yeah,
because I bet they're bored. I bet they're bored as all hell.
Well, there's a lot of downtime. And I think I would like to see more of the veto house, which I'm sure we'll see on Wednesday's episode.
You mean the jury house?
I'm sorry, jury house. The jury house. Yes. I mean, because this week they get 2 members. They get Claire and they get Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see how shocked they are when SB, did we see SB go to the jury house?
Not yet. We only saw Derek, X, and Brittany.
Yeah, they're not spending any time in jury house this season.
You know, I feel like they're not even in jury house half the time. Are they actually in that house?
I mean, just sitting there bored. I mean,
yeah.
Derek, X, and Brittany getting it on.
Oh, God, that's an image. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about Celebrity Big Brother.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, welcome back to Expect the Expected podcast. Now, we saw who's on the block. It's Tiffany and Hannah, but we're going to change gears here to Celebrity Big Brother. So, should we do a Celebrity Big Brother podcast? That's the first question.
If it's on quality of podcast, I would say no.
Okay. But on just content.
On content, ugh.
Okay, so that's the best we're going to get.
I'm kidding. Of course, I love Big Brother. I got to say, Big Brother is one of my 2 favorite reality shows. My other reality show is starting up in a couple of weeks too, Survivor.
Survivor's
which I think starts
one.
Next week.
I think that one also has a bigger fan base.
Yeah, I think Survivor does have a bigger fan base. You know, and you and I have had this terrible idea.
Horrible.
I mean,
like awful. I vomit every time you bring it up.
I think of the worst idea you've ever heard of and then kick that idea in the Jimmy. And that's this idea. But the idea is to do a live YouTube recap show right after an episode of Survivor, which you can be in your dungeon, right? In your gimp costume. And I can be in my dungeon in my gimp costume. And right, you know, let's say the show ends at 9. We can be there at 9:30. We can just recap the show, break it down. We yawn all of a sudden. I'm sorry. But not that this show is boring me, but it's probably boring our listeners.
Yeah, I'm sure other people are yawning.
All six of them. No, but,
okay, yeah.
But we're thinking about starting a Big Brother live YouTube.
Survivor.
So start with Survivor.
Okay,
but
gotcha.
If we prove the concept, it would roll over to Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes, and it would be easier because it's once a week. We don't have to do the two
Survivor
times a week.
Survivor would be easier, yeah, because it'd be once a week.
Yeah. I think we could see how it works, play with it, go on YouTube Live or Discord, I think has a live thing, or even what they use for Zoom and stuff on TV, or I'm sure they use a cheap program that we just free, Skype. Yeah.
So we got, there's one that, ask Buck, our technical guy, our video guy, he was talking about one. It costs like $25 a month, but the company's too cheap to pay for it. I figure, hey, let us pay for it. $25 a month's not going to break me, and I'll just steal it back in office supplies.
True. I did get some good coffee creamer this morning.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw you took your household coffee supplies today. That's great. I took a canister of sugar last week. I don't care.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, hey.
I don't care. I saw a pen laying around. I took it. No, okay. So
shirts got to stay, though. The promo shirts, that's too valuable.
Celebrity Big Brother is coming up in the wintertime.
So have you seen the past two seasons? I think they did two seasons of the American Celebrity Big Brother.
I have. I've never seen any of the foreign Celebrity Big Brothers, but...
No, all those UK people, they all talk like this, and it.
The Celebrity Big Brother people are... I mean, they're D-list.
They are D-list. I think the most A-list person they've had was Lindsay Lohan's mom.
You know what? And I loved her. I love Lindsay Lohan's mom when she was on it.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find the
I mean,
cast.
You got, what's his name?
Tom Green was on it.
He was.
And he even made an appearance.
Very awful appearance. Tamar Braxton.
Tamar Braxton, she's
like B, maybe C.
Did she win it?
She did win it. She won season two.
Where? How come I can't find the whole cast list? List of Celebrity Big Brother episodes. I don't want episodes. I want the cast members.
Right there.
Where?
Go down.
Down.
References. Go. Type in Celebrity Big Brother.
Well, that's what I typed in, Celebrity Big Brother, and I'm on Wikipedia.
First one.
Damn it, Coop. All right, now as we're doing this podcast, I'm scrolling through.
Go all the way up.
Casting crew.
There we go. Of the production.
I don't want the casting. I want the crew. How is it so hard? Oh, my God. Wikipedia has everything.
Go all the way up. Go all the way up. I just saw it.
All right. All right. Hold
on. No, how MJ feels.
Right. Okay. It was simulcast in Canada.
All right. Here
Big
we go.
Brother. Oh, these are all the Celebrity Big Brothers. They have Celebrity Big Brother India? That's what I want to see. I want to see Celebrity Big Brother Finland. Celebrity Big Brother Poland. Oh, Celebrity Big Brother Poland. How great would that be? Where they just have like a light bulb and they ask him to... Never mind. That's just an awful joke.
Okay. Where is America?
Maybe under United States. United Kingdom, United States.
Okay. No.
I just clicked the United States logo. This brings me back to the other page. All right, so there's got to be an easier page than how we're doing this, Coop. We have to maybe figure out another angle to track this down. All right, so
all right.
Celebrity Big Brother cast.
We found it.
I don't know who's in what season. It just shows like a big clump of people. Jesus.
Right there, first one. List the Celebrity Big Brother house guests.
Where are we looking?
Right here, right there.
Right there?
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, my God. That was the toughest thing I ever have done. All right. So in Celebrity Big Brother Season 1, if you're still listening, Chuck Liddell, Keisha Knight Pullman from The Cosby Show. Chuck Liddell, of course, UFC boxer. awesome kick-ass boxer.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Who is was ridiculously attractive.
She's American Pie or
Meta World Peace. That's right. She was American Pie. Brandy Glanville, who's like a reality person. James Maslow, who I don't know.
That was a Nickelodeon's Big Time Rush.
Okay. Omarosa.
Omarosa, that was a big one.
I gotta say, I always thought Omarosa was good looking.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like she's really tall.
Adriana Gutierrez, who I forgot who she is.
Oh, that's the girl, the Steve Harvey mess up. She was the runner-up.
Yeah. Mark McGrath, okay. He's from the, what was he, from Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
So Mark McGrath, Ross Matthews, the old Jay Leno sidekick. And
oh, he was on Jay Leno?
That's how he got to start. He was Ross the intern. His role essentially was a lot like your role on the MJ Morning Show. He was the intern.
Oh, and Jay was sending out. I had no idea he was on Jay Leno.
Yeah, Ross was on Jay Leno, and that's how he kind of got his break.
Gotcha.
By doing funny segments in his quirky, eccentric character.
Yeah, gotcha.
He would send him out to do red carpet interviews for the Tonight Show. And then Marissa Jarrett Weinaker,
yeah,
who actually was the winner.
She was a Broadway Hairspray.
Yeah,
she played.
She was on.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Do not get me started with Hairspray because I know every word.
How'd you feel about the movie?
Okay, I love the movie.
Okay, good. I didn't know if you were like it. Screw the movie. I'm okay. All.
Forget that. I am a Zac Efron fan. I am a Zac Efron fan. And that Nikki Blonsky, who they had playing the chubby girl, who has done nothing since.
Yeah, you know what happened to her?
Okay, first of all, get this. So they, you know where they found her? They found her. Do you know where they discovered her?
I was going to say she died.
No, she didn't die. I mean, she's probably close to her.
Do you know where they found her body?
Do you know where they discovered her?
No.
I think like she was like working at a Cold Stone Creamery.
No way.
Yeah, something like that.
And they said you look like Tracy Turnblad.
She had this like, she was like singing and she was talking about, I think she was working like a Cold Stone Creamery. And I think now she's working at the same Cold Stone Creamery.
No.
I don't know that part.
Oh.
But what is she doing? What is she doing for money? I mean, is she living off royalties from Hairspray?
What? From Hairspray airing on TBS like one night out of the year?
I bet you she makes $100,000 a year from Hairspray.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Oh, what the hell do I know? I have no idea. I remember, I think it was Mark McGrath once. I mean, coincidentally.
Yeah.
He did an appearance on a movie, right? Like in 1996.
Okay.
Right? And I heard him on this interview. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm making money off of my royalties, man. Because every year, remember, I made this crappy movie in like 1996. And I get about a $30,000 a year royalty.
Oh my God.
That's my family's vacation to Hawaii.
What movie was it?
I forget, but I remember him talking about it. But it was, well, maybe it wasn't Mark McGrath, but it was somebody like him.
Yeah.
But so I bet you Blonsky's living off that. I mean, she's probably not living a millionaire's life, but she's living an above average, lower middle class life.
Yeah.
Off of her Hairspray money. All right. Okay. That was on season one. I don't even know how we got there. But
I was really invested too.
Season two of Celebrity Big Brother. Anthony Scaramucci, who's like a political guy,
yeah,
who ended up being like a fake house guest,
yeah,
because he was so terrible. Jonathan Bennett, who I don't remember.
That's the Cupcake Wars guy. Okay. He was in Mean Girls too.
No, I thought he lasted longer. Okay, maybe so.
No, because I remember watching his season and he played really, really hard the first week, so they got him out.
Then Ryan Lochte.
That's a big one.
He was a 12-time Olympic gold medal winning swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he had that big lie scam thing at the Brazil.
Yeah, he said he got robbed when he never did.
He was just drunk. and they also had my girl, Lolo Jones, on that season.
You know, she liked one of my pictures on Instagram one time.
Did she? I mean, yeah. I was a big Lolo Jones fan because I thought she was, you know, a talented athlete, of course, and really hot.
Yeah.
Until I saw her on Big Brother, and realized,
she was
what a
psycho.
Nut. What a freaking nut! Joey Lawrence was on there, you know.
Yeah,
and I remember the Joey Lawrence exit interview because Mrs. Moonves asked Joey about Lolo Jones, and he goes, "Oh yeah, that Lolo. Woo, she's got a quick trigger."
Oh my God! And his face is just all pulled back in plastic.
And then Kato Kaelin. Who was best friends with Tom Green, who was in that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Natalia Eva Marie, she was a wrestler, right?
A WWE wrestler, yeah.
Okay. Candy Burris, who I'm a fan of, off of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
And then she won The Masked Singer.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, she's made quite the
yeah, she's making career. All the rounds around the poorly rated celebrity program.
Well, she's also a really highly regarded record producer, I think.
She was in a music group.
Was she?
I think so.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Dina Lohan was in that
one. Player on the dance party.
Ricky Williams, former NFL running back, was in that one. And then Tamar Braxton.
And she won.
And she won, which I guess... She's a person of color, so the you know,
yeah.
So,
I mean, wonder if they count that.
Nope, obviously not.
No,
obviously not. Because I mean, Celebrity Big
Last
Brother.
Last season, Dave Vaughn, I think, mentioned it in her outgoing speech, but her speech was more like the regular Big Brother series.
Yeah,
because casting celebrities is different than casting nobodies.
Sure. I mean, I'm really excited to see who they get. I think there's been a whole. I hope it's not like a couple of YouTubers who we really.
It's gonna
don't
be some
know.
TikTok stars.
You know, it's got to be. It's got to be better than that. I mean, it's got to be.
They're going to throw some TikTok stars on there. Probably see. Another political person, a reality show star.
I mean, a political person. I mean, I can only guess who they'd throw on there.
Dr. Fauci.
But that'd be awesome. You know what? I mean, I bet you somebody like, remember Trump's, I forget her name now, Kellyanne Conway. Remember her daughter was on
yeah,
American
Idol? Oh, yeah, her daughter,
Idol?
Yeah.
I wonder if somebody like that would make the show because she's young and bubbly and kind of attractive. Was she too young? I don't remember how. Is she 18?
I don't know. No, she was like 16.
Oh, is she? Maybe. I wonder if she's of age, you know. But
yeah.
I bet you there'll be a couple of famous children mm-hmm. or children of
probably
famous
one
people.
Of the Chrisleys. You ever watch the oh. Chrisley Knows Best?
You know what? Put Todd Chrisley in there. I love Todd Chrisley. I think he's great.
I think he'd win.
Yeah, he would.
He'd whip everybody into shape.
I love him. I love him, boy. Something about him.
Yeah, so, I mean. For them to bring it back, for them to have a year hiatus, it was never officially canceled. They just never brought it back for a third season.
Well, I mean, there was a pandemic in the middle of all of it. I mean, it made it kind of tough to get like 16 celebrities. Or
yeah, that's very true.
They were trying to jam into a house.
And what they did the first season, is I think CBS does it to compete with the Winter Olympics on NBC.
No.
Because the Winter Olympics are coming up.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean no?
It's on two nights a week, three nights. No, it's not. No, this isn't.
This is the Olympics.
Nobody
of
is saying,
celebrity.
Nobody
culture.
Is, damn it! Nobody is saying. Oh, they're doing downhill slalom today. I really want to. No, wait. They're doing Celebrity Big Brother. Ooh,
that's 100% it.
All right. So we have Celebrity Big Brother coming back in the fall. I'm sorry, in the winter. That's super exciting. Survivor starting in another week and a half. That's super exciting.
Yeah.
And we're getting down to it. I think there's only, what, two more episodes? One more episode after this? Because there's the double eviction this week.
Yeah, so about two more weeks.
I think one Thursday. More. I think next week is it.
Oh, my God. That was a fast summer.
Was it? I mean, it was. They've been there for 65, 67 days.
I always feel like it goes by so fast. All right, to wrap it up. Who wins Power Veto? Who do you want to see go home? What do you want to happen?
I mean, it sucks because if somebody wins, I don't think anybody's going to change the noms. The only person that would change the noms maybe would be Azza. But Azza's not going to win.
She wouldn't risk Big D going up.
You know.
I think everyone's going to keep it the same.
Yeah.
Unless it's Hannah or Tiffany. And then if one of them come down, I think.
Azza goes up.
Azza or Big D.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. And then you vote out, then Big D goes home or Hannah goes at home.
You know? Well, you only need two votes to send someone home.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy right
so
now.
So Xavier is going to vote however Kylan wants.
I think this might be Tiffany's week.
But if
Tiffany doesn't win that veto.
But Azza and Derek are the two. They determine.
Yep. They're the swing. They get the
they
power.
They are the majority inside that alliance.
The problem with Azza and Derek is they can't win their own competitions or their own vetoes.
If they save Tiffany, Tiffany will keep them safe.
Yeah, but then the next week, Kylan wins the HOH because he's a beast.
And he can't.
Next week, Xavier wins the HOH.
Okay, yeah.
And then he, boom, up goes Azza and Tiffany.
Oh, my God. All right, well, we'll find out what happens with the Power Veto episode on Wednesday at 8 o'clock on CBS, and then we'll see another double eviction on Thursday at 8 o'clock on CBS, and then we'll have a new episode of Expect the Expected podcast on Friday. It's going to be a crazy week. We'll also see who's going to be in the jury house on Thursday. It'll be Sarah Beth, Derek X, Brittany, Alyssa, and Claire. We'll have five people in the jury house. They're all going to show up.
Five people.
Yeah.
Claire. I don't know if she'll put up any makeup in the... I don't know. I've come to really like Claire.
Yeah, Claire's a sweetheart. All right. Well, thank you for listening. And we'll be back on Friday with a new episode. Thanks for listening.